So you just presented this fantastic sporting event that's coming to the roads of Mon this year, and you made the argument that it's not just about the elite level athletes, it's about you and me, ordinary people, riding for exercise and for getting around. Wales has just passed the Active Travel Act, which is a world's first. Is that something that in Monmouthshire you're really excited about getting into and making it happen?
Well, I wouldn't know the details of the act, but we just believe that health and well-being agenda is so absolutely fundamental for our young people. And if you've got a playground like Monmouthshire to exercise in, to take advantage of, we'd be remiss of us not to drive that forward, especially within our schools for our young people. But even older people like me, you know, really need to take advantage of the benefits that a county like Monmouthshire has for that healthy agenda.
How many kids, what proportion of kids are riding their bikes or walking to school that you know of?
It's a growing number. I don't know exact percentages. We're encouraging it in every school. We have the walking buses, we have safe routes to school. It's been a priority of Monmouthshire for many years to make sure there were safe routes to school for walking and cycling. I think we've got a lot more to do. We've got to be able to educate parents to release their children to do it in the first place, you know, and so there's a whole education agenda. We're not going to be able to change the world overnight, but we just realise that, you know, we've got to get back to perhaps how it used to be. There's so many benefits for everything, and especially as transport gets dearer and we get more congestion around schools, we want young people to get there in that safe and safe way.
I mean, I think a lot of parents would agree with you, but they would say that the roads are too dangerous. There's too many fast, big vehicles to let their kids cycle along the roads. What can be done about that?
Well, that is a big issue. That's why we put 20-mile-an-hour speed limits around all of the schools, but we do need wide enough pavements as well, or opportunities for specified cycle areas. Now, we're doing little bits of that. We need to do a lot more, I think, there's things like now the coastal path and things like that. If we can actually use elements of cycle tracks and actually link them up to safe routes to schools, I think there's a real opportunity. But there's a lot more to do yet.
So do you think kids really do need to be able to ride separately from the motor traffic to get to school?
Obviously, as a parent myself, you know, we always worry that our children aren't safe. Cyclists on the whole are very safe themselves, but we need to educate the other road users to recognise the importance of watching out for young people. And so there's a whole education side of things. But what we can't do is wait until there are bespoke cycle tracks everywhere before we encourage young people to start riding. We need to encourage people to use cycles and bicycles and to walk, to run, to any physical activity if we best they can.
Some people would say it's a little bit chicken and egg. You can't get the kids riding to school if the parents don't think it's safe, and you can't make the parents think it's safe unless they're riding on a cycle track.
Why don't the parents get a bike and cycle with the children to school?
Thank you.